Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Blog Talk listeners, Tom Hayes here in Boston, Massachusetts. Where is time going? And we should have another
Super Shack here.
One of my favorite Super Shack songs. Rudy,
sometimes you don't know what to do.
Rudy, that's
Arsenal Bank.
First Super Shack.
If you were there last
week,
Regrets, a one-man show.
but it's the DHV or DVH, one of those. I got to change over to a C and take a look at it and see if we could bring it back to life or something. Because cold polo was always a favorite. And, you know, it might be good for the loungers, you know, for the senior citizens that are still in Las Vegas. That come to visit Vegas, you know. Because everything is canned music here, all the electronic there, that canned disco music, you know. It's amazing. They're making billions of dollars, these disc jockeys.
You're right.
They're going to be making about $20 million a year, top pay, a disc jockey.
I know it. It doesn't. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Spinning records and you get $20 million. Imagine Davis and all those guys with all that talent, dancing and singing and acting. It's unbelievable. But
yes, it is. Welcome Mr. Billy Porter.
The Hollywood legend. What's up,
what are you
Hollywood?
Guys doing? What's up, guys? Yeah, the Hollywood.
Yeah, let's give Billy a big one.
There
we go.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Porter, BP in the house. Keep it there. You guys are a
all for you, Billy. All for you.
Everybody bow now.
Boston.
The salty guy. Right? Check this out. I woke up this morning and I went on, of course, my social media and I look and I'm Lloyd Parks from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes is now a friend of mine. And I'd love to have him on the show somehow, some way. Lloyd Parks from Harold Melvin. Yeah, I was like, wow, pretty cool.
Well,
the real Lloyd Parks. Yeah, he's like the only one left, the only original, right? Yeah, he went on here today.
Lloyd Parks.
Yeah, Lloyd Parks.
He's called Baby Lloyd.
Really?
Well, George and I were fortunate to get him on video when we were down at Foxwoods.
Oh, yeah, you did get him on video. Okay, that's amazing.
But we'd love to have him call in.
Yeah, you got to have him call in.
You had Baby Lloyd's group there?
Well, he was there as Harold Melvin, and we got about 5-10 minutes of him talking about the shack.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Baby Lloyd
was
a good kid.
Yeah, I spoke to George just before the show here today, and he says he should have a sizzle reel for a something in the next couple of weeks. And Rudy, you're going to be blown away by the footage we have. You will not believe the beautiful words everyone has to say about not only the shack but about you. So get ready.
Get ready.
Well, let's hear it.
Yes, I'm ready.
Now, Rudy. Rudy,
who are we going to start to kick ass with the music?
We're going to do some music here. Billy Porter and I sat down in a little cafe in Dorchester.
The Sugar Bowl.
I didn't even think of the connection there, right? The Sugar Bowl.
You're right.
It just
hit
me.
About it until, like, yesterday I went, what the fuck? Excuse my language, but I was like, oh, my Jesus. Sugar Shack, we're all, come on now.
So we're sitting in, not the Sugar Shack, but the Sugar Bowl. The Sugar Bowl. And we went over, we plotted out the play. And it's a fascinating, because of all of the great information you gave us last week, we had so much to work with. You there?
Yeah.
So we had Billy. It was a great session, wasn't it?
Oh, really? Though it was. it brought us on a level. I was sort of stuck, you know, like months stuck at a wall. I'm like, man, you know, and every week we learn more and more about Rudy Garino, the Sugar Shack. And of course, I do. And to collaborate with a team just brings it on another level. So me and Tom went to this place. Tom, let's go to this little cafe. It's called the Sugar Ball. I'm like, oh, Sugar Ball. It didn't even dawn on me till like 2 days ago. I said, wow, Sugar Ball, Sugar Shack. But anyway, make a long story short, we sat down and I brought what I had and he brought us two cards and we just, for like 3 hours. And we brainstormed and brought it to such another level. And it's like the best is yet to come. That's all I can say right now. But like I said, it makes a difference when we learn more and more every week about the story of Rudy Garino and the Sugar Shack. So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And, Rudy, we can see for the first time since I've in 40 years that I've been talking about a possible movie about the Sugar Shack, we could see it come to life last Friday.
Unbelievable.
Right, Billy?
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah,
definitely
and it starts...
Yeah,
and it starts with the young Rudy Garino, and it goes right up until, you know, you find Jerry Vale, and you go to Vegas, and we go to Florida.
No spoilers. Send Rudy a copy. No spoilers.
You're going to be like Tarantino and make sure nobody
right.
knows about the... The Hateful Eight,
the
or whatever
hateful,
it's called.
No, the Hateful Four.
The Hateful Four.
The Furious Four. We'll call us the Furious Four. Me,
well,
you, Rudy, and George, the Furious Four. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know Rudy gets a little nervous if we don't give him some music, so this is his latest find. I'm going to play it, then he can tell us how he found this song. Here we go.
Shoop, shoop, shoop. Sugar Shack! We'll be right back.
The applause goes with it at the end.
I just found out how to upload that applause into the my mix here, so
everybody
we can make it sound like the Sugar Shack days.
We'll
give you a little more here. Here we go. We're getting better every week, Rudy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. In fact, it sounds like the crowd gave them a standing ovation.
Of course.
And boys,
always.
We got a lot of those at the Sugar Shack those days.
Imagine. Oh, man. I wish I was around those days. I'm telling
you. Oh, Billy, you have no idea what you missed. I have no idea.
I know.
To sit in that room and watch the magic happen, like Delphonics and everybody
really?
Go into a dream state. You know, it was
wow.
It was magical.
I wish I could have seen it. I can only dream it and like visualize it through the stories you guys tell me. But
well, we're
going to
recreate it with that play,
one night.
And we're going to recreate it in that movie.
Rudy, for the first time,
I could understand how we're going to do this. So this is going to be a movie. And it's going to be as exciting and funny. I mean, so many funny things we added last week, right, Billy?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Like I said, we sat down 3 hours and went over stuff that we learned every week by talking to each other and sharing each other's, experiences and with the Sugar Shack. And Rudy, of course, he just... One week he's like, let's loose, boom, and woohoo, we're going to ride.
Yeah, well, we got 24 listens on that last week, Rudy.
Amazing.
You got what?
24 people listened to the show last week.
Wow.
We need 24,000. 24,000.
Oh, you know, it's
going to,
one of these days, it's going to jump.
It is.
One of these days.
It's going to jump because one person tells another and another tells another.
Well, yesterday I got an email from one of my black buddies who I grew up with in Roxbury. We dated the same girl. We were 16, and I think even a little younger, and didn't meet until we were in our 50s. 40 years later, we met and discovered that we had dated the same gal. And he revealed that he was at the Sugar Shack with me, and he listened to the show with you and with Skippy White, and I'm trying to look for his exact quote, but basically he said that that show was one of the greatest documentaries of soul music in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Skippy White and Rudy Guarino. Imagine that. Skippy White and Rudy Guarino in the same show. That is Boston legendary. That is.
Yeah. He said, this is his quote, Tom, this is a nicely documented show, exclamation point. The future documentary will be greatly received throughout Boston. These two men have made a difference. Ralph.
Wow.
And
that's really cool.
Yeah, so that's, that. You know, this is something that we... leaving as a big legacy, Rudy. This is very pivotal. So the more you talk, the more you don't take the fifth. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it could incriminate me.
the
more you let it fly, Rudy. I'm serious. We have now, from the profile you gave us last week, we have a picture of Rudy Guarino, you know, as a youngster in the North End with all the excitement and you know, the Haymarket and picking up the empty carts and selling the
right.
cartons and selling those and the pool table and pinball with losing at pinball to... with his name's mother, these are great scenes. These are going to make... Rudy, did you ever see the movie A Bronx Tale?
The Bronx Tale?
Yep.
Yeah, with
Chaz Palminteri. Yeah, it was Chaz Palminteri, and you've seen it, right, Billy?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. The wise guy there, the good fella.
Robert
De Niro.
Yeah, what's
this?
Yeah, De Niro, right, the kid. Yeah, right. So you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw it, and I remember it vaguely. I remember.
I mean, some of the scenes in there could have been the North End, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Especially the open markets, like Haymarket, you know, everybody buying fish and fruit and vegetables and meat out in the open, and all the guys playing cards.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, you know, the same situation, New York, New Jersey.
Yep.
They all had their little sections, you know, where... You know, the guy once says the game is the same. The only thing that changes are the players.
It's true.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, what I think I found with Boston, because when I got into my professional career and I worked with a lot of those guys that grew up in the Bronx or Brooklyn, I thought those guys were going to be tough. But they were nowhere near as tough as the Boston boys.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, there was something about Boston that, I don't know, gave us kind of a hard edge.
An edge, yeah. We have definitely an edge. You know that we drop our eyes and punch you in the mouth. You know what I mean?
Rudy,
drop the right, punch you with the left.
You know, I got to tell you a story because I... as you know, I have this thing with the Boston Bean. I own the rights to that as a mascot and as a toy line and as a storyline. And so we actually made a mascot. And we brought it down to Menino, and Menino put us in all of the major parades in Boston. And we got into the Columbus Day Parade in the North End.
Right.
So I got my little nephew, he was about 13 or 14 at the time, and I got him to wear the suit for me. And I'm driving through the parade in a van that's all decorated like this bean, and with all the pictures, et cetera, Boston, et cetera. And he's skipping and dancing through the North End. Well, the parade stopped at one point in front of one of the clubs. It wasn't Prince Street, but it was one of the streets parallel to Prince. So there's six or seven definitely wise guys, good fellas, in front of the club. And they're all in velour sweatsuits with gold chains that the Hubble spacecraft telescope could have picked up from Mars. They were shining so bright. So they're smoking cigars. And they pull him over. They wave to him to come over so they can take pictures. So, and this was even before they weren't even using cell phones. It was before cell phones. So they're taking pictures of him, and they finally let him go, and he gets in, and he's a quiet kid. He doesn't say anything, and we're we're driving back to Medfield, Massachusetts, and it's hard to get a word out of him. And all of a sudden, he breaks out into laughter. And I said to him, I said, what are you laughing about? He says, well, you know those guys that pulled me over and they all took my picture? He says, yeah, well, one of the guys looked at me and said, now here he is in this big bean suit. And the guy with the big cigar and the big pink, almost pink sweatsuit says to him, hey, not for nothing, kid. But what kind of a fucking bet did you have to fucking lose that you had to wear that fucking outfit?
Hey, we're a suit reverb.
You says it just like the old... the way they used to talk in those days.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of a fucking bed did you have to fucking lose that you had to wear that fucking outfit? That kid lived in Medfield his whole life, in a sheltered little suburb. He grew up more in that 2 minutes.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Brought him into the North End to meet the good fellas. And they set him straight.
That was one of their favorite singing. Forget about it. Forget about it.
So Rudy, we're putting all the pieces. You got to understand, seriously, I keep harping on it, but I can't harp on it enough. We're building a beautiful story here. We're building a beautiful movie. We're building a beautiful book. So the more you tell us, the better this thing. And last week you promised to tell us your South End story.
Oh, my God, that's dangerous.
Well, that's what sells, Rudy.
Forget about the
hat. Just change the names to protect the innocent.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to tell us any names, but you can tell us a good story.
Yeah, tell us a good story.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm trying to figure a way to begin.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I said forget about it for you.
If, hey, Billy, if we stay quiet, he's going to talk. Just
I
shut up. He'll
asleep.
Talk.
Hold on a minute. I
know. We can break this guy.
You know me. I'm over here sitting at the edge of my seat. You kidding me? Come on, kid. Speak up.
I'm trying to figure how to come in. You know something?
I'll tell you next week.
I'll tell you next week. I'll write it all off.
That's all right.
Without mentioning names or something, you know?
Okay. Well, we're going to hold you to your promise.
Hey,
let's play a little bit from Argentina here.
Hey,
Tom,
we are Ivan, Gio, Matias, of Will Eterno.
From Argentina.
Argentina, Buenos Aires, where it's nice and warm today, and
are
not like Boston.
Are you kidding me? I know, it's fucking 25 degrees here, freezing my balls off, kid.
Yeah, it's probably about 90 down in Buenos Aires. But yeah, those kids came, gave us that from Argentina. You know, last week, after the show, we found a great little, my buddy Paul Elwell sent me a posting from not dirty old Boston, but the other one, old school Boston, that has some great photos of the combat zone. And somebody put up the picture of James Brown at the Sugar Shack. And a lot of people commented on it. And one of them, actually, let me see if I can find it on my desktop here. One of them has promised to call us someday. He got all excited, and he talked about his time at the Sugar Shack. And when I kind of confronted him about calling, he said that he had been there, but he was underage, which a lot of people...
cool.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, either his father or his mother took him there. Now, he may have gone to the legitimate Sunday shows, but he was all excited about the idea of, yeah, here it is. His name is Gary Washington, and I'm hoping that he will call in. Looks like he's actually got his own band right now. I'm going to see if I can find him on Facebook, but... He promised to call, and he was all excited. You know, he said he went to 3 or 4 shows there. You know, and these people, when anybody posts anything up here in Boston about the Sugar Shack, it gets so much attention from all
right,
of
it does, yeah.
It well, Rudy, go ahead.
That's why I try to tell you, you know, not to interrupt you, but the
Never.
Fans were there, have a more interesting story of the excitement that was there than the entertainers. You know, the entertainers, they were treated right and everything else and all that. But they ain't going to tell you how excited. You know, the stories of the fans, I think, were always more excited, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know,
I had a lady that called me. Are you Rudy Garino? She said, oh, my God. She says, it's so nice to meet you. And she was always crying, and she said, what a wonderful time I had at the Sugar Shack. The memory. I says, well, I want to thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Don't thank me. I got to thank you. She says,
oh, that's so
excited.
Cool.
You know, just call in and tell us in the story. Tell it on the podcast. She hasn't called yet, but I'm hoping she does.
Dude, we got a lot of people.
Yeah, so this guy is Gary Washington, and he wrote, I would love to do that. I'd love to call. I believe I was there 4 times. I was underage, however. I was with my mother and adult band leaders. So he's going to call in. And, you know, oh, somebody put in a story. I reached out to another person that they were there the night that Wayne Cochran was there. And he said Wayne jumped up on the bar and danced. And that in his opinion, and I've never heard this from you or Jerry or anybody, that the bartenders beat him up because he ruined the bar. And that's not true.
Are you kidding me? They beat me up. I'm not stopping them.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, when you think about it, it would have been tough to beat up Wayne Cochran when he's got 22 band members. That would have been a gang war.
That's a ridiculous story. In fact, I told you before, they stopped me from me stopping him.
Said, right, exactly.
He was all over the place. He was on the bars. He was everywhere. He ran them all.
That's amazing. He made a legend.
But he was wrong about somebody beating him up. He's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find that post here. Now, I was on a page called Old School Boston, which is a great place. We're going to, again, Rudy, when this documentary comes out, there's so much great footage around town about, you know, the Shack. In fact, I'm coming up to this thing right about here. We should find it. It's got all kinds of the great shots of the combat zone during those times.
About the book, The Dirty Old Boston. I gave him some of my photos.
Put
in the book.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, there's so much crazy history here. And to see on all of these pages, up comes the Sugar Shack, without a doubt. It's always there.
Right.
Yep.
And you know something? There was one other thing. I was on this page called Tremont and Stewart, and they were posting something about the Cave and Steuben restaurant and the Vienna Room back in like 65, from the 50s to like 65. And I tell you, it's a page called Tremont and Stewart on Facebook. And they were posting really a lot of cool stuff about the Steuben restaurant, the Vienna Room, the Cave. And I questioned them about, is there anything on the Sugar Shack? 1 year later, like, does anybody have a picture of the front of that place? And I didn't get a respond yet, but we might want to go there and check it out. It's called Tremont and Stewart. And they have a lot of cool pictures of the Theater District of Boston, the Combat Zone, and all that whole time era from the 50s to like the 70s. But they don't have nothing on the Sugar Shack, I believe.
Right. Well, this is the post. Old School Boston added a new photo to the album, Old School Boston, on January 6th of this year. And James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, played to a sold-out crowd at the Sugar Shack on Tremont Street. Well, see, they had that wrong. The Sugar Shack, which closed in May 1978, billed top artists such as Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Al Green, Lou Rawls, and many more. January 17, 1971, courtesy Globe Photo. Is that when you had Brown, James Brown there? 71?
I don't have the date. My son took my book, so I can't look through the dates.
Oh, that's right. We can look. Yeah, we've got the book. Right, we've got the book. Anyway, there were 241 likes on this post. And this guy, Gary Washington, wrote, I saw a New Birth, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, when Teddy Pendergast is with them, and The Ambition.
Wow.
And I'm going to find 29 more comments. Here we go. One guy, John Dooley, wrote, Bless the Shack, in big, bold letters. Who knew there was a Sugar Shack? Okay. Let me see. Wayne Cochran. This is the this guy got it wrong. Albert David. He wrote, Wayne Cochran, known as the White James Brown, was the first act booked there, and the bouncers kicked the crap out of him for dancing on the brand new mahogany bar and gouging it with the taps he wore. Well, I set him straight. I said, that didn't happen. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Paul Vignoli Jr. The Sugar Shack was originally Steuben's, which had three or four rooms slash bars. My friends and I would go to the Sugar Shack's back room, which was a dive bar, complete with the sawdust on the floor. The back room was originally Steuben's kitchen. He said, with the entrance in the alley, there was at least one more bar next door. Lots of good times were had in this space over the years. And the Emerson College Bookstore now occupies the site. I got to get a hold of that guy.
Cool. Wow.
Francis
so
David,
cool.
The Sugar Shack was in the alley between Boylston and Tremont, okay? Pat Scheel saw Gladys Knight, Wilson Pickett, many more there. Great times, great memories. Let's see. Carol Marsh walked by it many times, but not old enough. When I could go in, it was closed. Bummer. Dan Carey, Jim Davis, no doubt you were in the show that night. Let's see what else. Kahuna, Johnny Notez. I remember playing the Sugar Shack in Paul's Mall. So we got a musician we got to contact here.
Wow.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Johnny Notes Kahuni. That's great. I got to add him as a friend. This is a great one. Karen Hunt Torrance. I remember seeing him in a halter jumpsuit. Oh, okay. She wrote Sienna's. I remember seeing him in a halter jumpsuit doing Super Bad. One of the best concerts ever. Love me some, JB. Jeff Thorpe and the other bar out back. Huggers, he said. That's not right, is it, Rudy?
I don't think so.
Jane Donnell, I remember the Shack. Agnes Noble, great place, love ya. Karen Williams, the good old Shack, had good times there. Boy, we got a bunch of names here to go to work on. Bernice Twin to Ida, I love the Shack. Went there while we were in college. Suni Ash, absolutely, Mr. Shack. I was at this performance. Oh, my God, look what we got here. Jimmy Corbett,
cool.
This was an awesome show, and there he was, so cool. Tara Mendez, my mom tells the greatest Sugar Shack stories from her clubbing days. Virginia Beale, I saw Earth. No, you didn't have Earth, Wind, and Fire there. I had my first underage drink there. Ian D. Lopez, I drove by this when I went home for Christmas. Didn't know about the history. Diana Benson, I saw that show and many others. Wow, we got a fantastic thing here. Mariana Jones, this was one of my favorite spots. Cheryl Lane, Rudy Garino, Sugar Shack, the owner. Eric Burke, my mom's used to take me there. Rita Schuller, miss going there. Paul Kelly, GFOS. What's that mean? GFOS. Anyway. So there it is, Rudy. That's just one post. One post.
GFOS.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Tom?
I said, that's just one post by somebody on another page, and you see the reaction of people.
amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, the reaction of people is unbelievable.
All
the
fun they had.
A couple of weeks or a month ago, he says he's been all over the country and he went to Studio 54. He says, nothing like the Sugar Shack. You know that guy, that was a couple of 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yep, yep, exactly. Junior, that was Billy's buddy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Johnny Jr. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a little. I like this song because Rudy likes this song, but it gives you an idea of all the great acts that ran through the place. Here we go.
Do you like good music?
And, you know, I want to play speaking of Otis, I know he didn't. He almost got there, but the poor guy crashed. That, I mean, just what a loss! What an amazing loss! But let's play a little Otis. I mean, it's just such a force. This guy. This is change is gonna come. But you know I gotta say this before the music gets going. Boy, hasn't the sound quality really improved, guys?
Unbelievable. I'm sitting back here like, are you kidding me?
Remember radio? When we first started, Rudy, how much trouble we had with the music?
Oh, yes. You know, I forgot all about it. Because the music is you know. It's got so much better. It's unbelievable. It's a pleasure listening to it.
Yeah, we finally clicked. It finally all came together. So this is Otis Redding, and a change is going to come. Here we go. This is the soul man of soul men.
But I know
at the Shack, but what a man, talk about soul. Could that boy reach down into his soul?
You remember when Skippy White was on and we were talking about Otis and I told him I was negotiating with his brother Roger? Yeah, he knew Roger too. He jumped. Yeah, you're right, Roger Redden.
Yeah.
He had a brother, Roger.
Hey, Rudy, think we started this last May, so it's been less than a year. Look at how far we've come.
And how? And the music got better? And that's going to make putting you over the top. As long as the music gets in there, then we were all right, because the speaking and the talking about each other and the stories, that's great. But then when you run out a little, you get a little pause, bang, you hit them with a record.
Exactly.
That's it, baby, yeah.
Hey, Rudy, when we were in Las Vegas, we never talked about this on the radio show, but you told us a great story about getting a call one night from some friends, and they wanted to pick you up. And you said, no, I'll meet you there. Are you in the mood to tell that story?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I was in Florida. I was in Florida running the club there, and this good fella from New York and the manager of the Blue Notes wanted to have dinner with me. They wanted to invite me to dinner. So I says, okay, where? It was at the top of the Home in Hollywood, Florida. It was on top of the Bank of America building, I think. You know, they had a rooftop restaurant. So I says, I'll meet you there. He says, well, we can pick you up. No, I says, I might have to get a call. I might have to rush back to the club. You know, you never know, you know. Thank God. We had dinner. I says goodbye. And we never saw the two gentlemen that invited me to dinner.
Oh, my God.
Why? What happened?
They got shot.
We heard from them. I heard from the wife of the manager of the Blue Notes, and she, Rudy, what happened? I said, I don't know what happened. They never came back. My husband never came home.
Oh, shit.
And that was it. That's the last I heard.
Wow.
So they never, I didn't even know this part, they never even found them?
Wow.
They never even found them. Never.
Oh my God.
Two guys missing.
Wow. That's cool. What a story. Holy shit.
Yeah.
How I miss being disappeared. You wouldn't be doing this show now.
Oh, I know. I hear you. Oh, yeah. You're right. Wow. I know.
Yeah, we've got that on film, Billy.
Yeah.
I told the owner, you know, I'm still in touch with the owner of the restaurant, you know. And, in fact, he wants to help me with the story of the Sugar Shack. So I got to get some kind of a, what do you call it, prepare some kind of a story about it, you know. He wished I had a book out because he says the book tells the whole story and it's easy to sell to the producers. Because he's very tight with a good producer like something like Martin Scorsese. He's done four or five big films in New York, you know. So I got to write something up. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I got to do it. But we're still in touch, and I told him the story about that. I reminded him. He remembered. He couldn't stop laughing. He said, boy, you really... That's a real close call.
Something told you not to go with them that night. Wow. So the Powell Melvin, they had to get a new manager, obviously.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Fucking Hillary. Oh, everybody, you fucking, they all come out of the woodwork. They're coming out of the woodwork. Right, you know what I'm saying, Tommy?
Well, bit
you
by bit,
something?
Rudy, we're building
bit
that book.
That's it. We're building
that
book.
You know, I want to since we played Otis, and, you know, boy, if that guy ever lived longer, like we talk about Jackie Wilson, I mean, James Brown obviously was the godfather of soul, but those guys, you know, he would have had a run for his money with cats like Otis and Jackie Wilson if they had lived.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you are correct. Otis was dynamite.
Those cats.
Wilson was
another one.
Dynamite, Wilson. You've never seen anything like him. You see him on stage, believe him.
Wow.
Move around like unbelievable.
Yeah. I want to... When listening to that last song, A Change Is Gonna Come, I want to play a little of your favorite here, Bobby Womack, to see how they influence each other. Let's do that. Here we go.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wow! I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down, I'm broke. Telling about the things that a girlfriend got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
That guy could get down
by
Bobby Womack.
Oh, yeah. You know, there must have been moments there, you know, and I remember them, that it wasn't so much the insanity, it was the quiet. When a guy was testifying like that, and that audience was just mesmerized.
Right.
Hypnotized.
Yeah, Bobby Womack, he was one of them.
Wow. Yeah, you just shut up and looked at this man's pain.
Imagine that. Wow.
You know, if you think you're lonely now, just wait. When I'm not there to rub your back.
Yeah.
If you think you're lonely now, try and get another man like the one you had.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Great stuff, Rudy. Great stuff. Boy, I saw that post today. There was the other day when I saw that post about James Brown and the Sugar Shack, there was about 6 comments, but now there's about 30. And we just got
wow.
a whole host of names to contact and get this thing going. When this thing, we haven't even let the black community really understand what we're doing yet. When it does break, it's going to be so much excitement about this.
Right.
Yeah, the black, they'll be thrilled.
Yep. Well, it's all going to happen, Rudy. The documentary, the sizzle reel, will be here in a couple of weeks. We're going to, Billy and I are going to keep working on this play, which is going to be a movie. There's no doubt,
yeah,
right, Billy?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to push this forward, you know, and I'm happy to be a part of the whole team. I really am. It's been a great run so far, and I've learned a lot about Boston music history through you guys. You know, you guys have been around in that era, and I'm a young cat, so I'm younger than you guys. But
someday, Rudy, up on the screen,
right?
There's going to be this little kid. It's going to start with this little kid in the North End.
Yeah.
And the story of how he got to own the Sugar Shack and soul music and become the soul music club of the world, not just America, but of the world.
The
and that's
world.
Going to be a film. And maybe Scorsese will direct it. We don't know. But it's a kind of movie that he would love to do.
Yes. We'll start it off as an independent film. We'll raise some money and we'll just do it, man. That's what we do.
When you get the scissor reel done, I think I'll send it to my friend that when the two guys disappeared, because he has a producer. He wanted me to give him something. I got nothing, so I just thought about
okay.
it. When the scissor reel comes out, we'll send it
okay,
to
I'm
him.
Gonna push George. I'm gonna push George even more than I've been pushing him. So we'll have that in a couple of weeks.
And another thing, George, if he has an a connection with that BET, the BET, the Black Network station.
Right.
That's a big organization. They can fund anything.
Exactly. Well, he's...
My agent has an office next door to their office in California.
Yeah, right. You were telling us. Steve Cooper, right?
He's been trying to sit on them, but he hasn't had any luck. Maybe if George comes in with something, the sizzle reel or something, maybe the thing catch on.
Yep.
All right, and we wrap up. Is 2 hours?
Yeah,
up.
I'm gonna. Now again, these guys didn't make it, but you know, I'm gonna sign off with these guys because it's all great soul music, and we'll say goodbye. I'm gonna lead out with this for a couple of minutes, and then. We'll see you. Well, maybe we'll change the day next week. I have something to do next Thursday, but maybe on either side, Wednesday or Friday. Okay, Rudy?
Anytime. Just let me know.
I will. All right. Say hi to everybody in Las Vegas.
Okay. You take care. Have a good one.
All right,
Rudy.
Thanks.
Thanks, Billy. We'll see you next week.
All right, Tommy. All right, guys.
All right. Take care, guys. And thanks, for everybody, for joining us. And the shows are going to get better, deeper, more fascinating. And next week we hear about the South End. Don't forget, Rudy.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, thanks for calling in.
Just to be close to you, girl, just for a moment. Well, just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. Oh, baby.
Ah,
yeah.
You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man.
You keep on being lonely.
A man with no direction, with no purpose. And no one to love, and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and neat. Oh, woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I want to say, child, why don't you
take my hand?
Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Alone, you and me, yeah.
Take my hand.
Girl, we'll live our lives together, yeah, together.
Mm, together, yeah.
Oh, together.
Just to be close to you, girl.
Just for the moment, baby.
Well,
just for an hour. Been out there searching so very long, baby. Searching to find somebody just like you. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you? Feel like a woman, girl. I know.